Third week, sixth day. Opening the door to God. Prayer is not a striving and a seeking so much as it is a trustful opening of the doors of our spirits to let God enter. As the heart of a flower receives the sunlight when the petals unfold from the bud. Prayer is a listening and a deepening of the consciousness that God is present when we call. Nay, before we call, Him He will answer. It is helpful to begin the listening period with concentration on a simple promise of Scripture. This is like taking a lantern and holding it in front of us to light our way. Sometimes God comes to us as inner vision on the canvas of the imagination, and we see realities beyond sensory perception. Sometimes He comes as a voice speaking to the heart, or just as music upon the soul. The shepherds watching their flocks by night did not see the star. They heard the angel choirs. The wise men did not hear the music. They saw the star. And so we do not strain to move from thought to thought in verbal prayer, but quietly and confidently we dwell upon some sentence from the Bible or other inspirational reading which helps us to realize anew the loving kindness of God, His all-pervading power, His willingness to impart peace and joy to the soul. When others need our prayers, we simply wait until the lamp we hold has driven back the shadows of our doubt and fear, and we see no evil. Then, recognizing the need of the sufferer, which perfect faith in God's power to transform pain into release and joy, we let Him do His perfect work. When we remain in the awareness of the presence of God, we need not strive for any results, for we know that He has a perfect plan, and that in His time and way our prayers will be answered. We do not make vain efforts, we do not suffer in our concern, when we rely on the strength of Christ and not upon our own. Then when God directs us to take action or give guidance, it will be a natural and pleasurable expression growing out of sincere love. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture reading for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God.